Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Polokwane 24, Johannesburg 22, eMalahleni 26 grade.
Big incidents in Bedford View, N3 South. A truck fire incident at Van Buren Road. Also N12, R24 West, queuing traffic, and that is on both routes towards Galulies.
77 mense is in die hospitaal opgeneem na gister se dodelike busongeluk naby die R.O.R. Tambo internasionale lughawe. Die ongeluk het op die R21 plaasgevind. 16 mense is oorlede. Oekraïne se burgemeesterskomitee het vir paai en vervoer aan die Limgwevu het bevestig die bus was oorlaai.
Thus far we have confirmed 13 fatalities, 12 which were on the scene and one that was confirmed at Tambo Memorial Hospital. So we'll have confirmed 13 instead of 16.
Die Gautengse LIR vir Gesondheid gaan vandag diegene wat beseer is by verskeie hospitale besoek, woordvoerder Molatala Madiba.
The MEC's visit is part of providing support to those that got injured, but to also assess the care that they are currently receiving in our various health facilities.
Nou na die Weskaap waar die verhoor van 3 mense wat aangekeer is in verband met die verdwyning van Jocelyn Smith vandag in Saldanha Bay voortduur. Die 6-jarige Sima Kelly Smith, haar kerel Jacqueline Apollos en Stefano van Rein is in hegtenis geneem na Justin se verdwyning in Februarie verlede jaar. Al 3 beskuldigdes het onskuldig gepleit. Jocelyn was 'n graad 1 leerling aan die Laerskool Diasville waar sy deur Edna Maart onderrig is voordat sy as vermis aangemeld is.
Ongeveer 10 voor 7 het ek 'n oproep na Kelly Smith gemaak of om te vra dat ek verneem van 'n medeklasouer dat haar dogter vermis was. Kelly Smith het verskriklik baie gehuil.
Kelly Smith was crying a lot.
En sy het aan my genoem, ja juffrou, dit is my dogter wat vermis was.
Die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag se batebeslagleggingseenheid het beslag gelê op eiendom van Darren Wilken en sy vriendin Tiana Moodley. Hulle word beskuldig dat hulle kinderpornografie verspreidingsnetwerk bedryf het. Die paartjie is in Januarie vasgetrek. En navorsing deur Wits Universiteit dui aan dat meer as die helfte van Suid-Afrika se gebottelde drankies binnekort waarskuwingsboodskappe vir hoë suikerinhoud kan vertoon. Die land voer tans 'n stryd teen stygende diabetes gevalle, universiteitsnavorser Simpiwe Dlamini.
So as sugar sweetened beverages have contributed significantly in the rise of obesity and non-communicable diseases. So we wanted to look at a proportion of these beverages that will require these warning labels. There are some studies that have shown that these warning labels would work for consumers to identify products that are unhealthy.
Ek is in September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1 uur.
It is so weird that you carried that story because do you know what happened 4 years ago today already? 4 years, I guess.
Tell us, Alex.
King Goodwill Zwelithini passed away. He was 72 years old and he died from complications of diabetes. Guys, sugar is the devil. I know people keep telling you, Yaris, he's soaked. Really? Okay, well, maybe a little bit of balance there. But speaking of food, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Chanel. Hey, the news out of the United States, and I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about food retail. Two of the giant American food chains are about to introduce, as a test pilot program, surge pricing.
Ooh.
Now, okay, so you're at FNB and you want to get a Hail My Ride or an Uber or whatever, and now there's like 40,000 people all trying to get that thing. Prices go up. That's surge pricing, and it is a legitimate business model. The